I think the biggest takeaway is that extraordinary results can come from the efforts of ordinary people. I mean, there were 40,000 black people who lived in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955. And for the most part, none of them rode the buses for 382 days. A lot of planning went on behind the scenes that people don't know about. A lot of the planning and activism involved women. And also there were white allies who people are unfamiliar with. Usually the narrative revolves around Rosa Parks and her what happened on the bus that day and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his advocacy of nonviolent civil disobedience. And rarely do people think about white people and what they might have done to help out. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised to learn that there was so much involvement.